Can we have the pledge allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome. This is just an informational meeting on the sewer proposal for the Karen Highway Spirea Drive. Again, it's just information. We've done this in the past with Inwood Harbor. We did do a sewer project in Maple Harbor. And what we've done is this township, this board has taken on the sewer projects of the township based on our concern for the water quality and the amount of houses around the water. We've found that in our township, most of the houses, there's like almost 80% of the homes are very close to water. We have had good results from the Maple Harbor sewer project, and we believe that after we went to the Inwood Harbor and we hadn't had any support there, that we would move over to Karen Highway. We plan on going through the whole township in time and offering sewer while we have the availability from the Elk Rapids facility. I would also ask if anyone has questions, if they would please hold them until after the presentation. We have cards over there to, if you would write them down and put them in the box, we will answer all the questions at the end of the presentation. We have with us tonight Performance Engineering, who does our engineering and our work with the sewer programs in the past. That would be Brad Muma on the end and Aaron Powers sitting next to him. They're both from Performance.
Norman,
I'm sorry. Also, we have Matt Zimmerman here from Barnum Law. He has been working with us on all the regulatory side of the sewer projects. We hope that this is informational, and we plan on doing a couple meetings as we've done in the past. But the township board has been committed to trying to get a sewer program for our township throughout the township. So this is just another step, and this is just voluntary, and it's for information. So at this point, I would like to turn it over to Performance Engineering to talk about the proposal they proposed and what it might entail.
Yeah, so we came to a meeting a while back and we presented a few options for how we could get sewer service into this area of the township. And in that, we took kind of a bigger swing at making sure we looked at the impact of Birch Lake, the impact to the plant, the overall future infrastructure development, try and really tie all those things together, and we came up with three options for you. And the direction from the board was to pursue the most cost-effective, least costly to the owner option. So what we have is a pressure sewer model where we provide sewer along Karen Highway that would have a new route back to the plant through an easement, not utilizing any of the Birch Lake infrastructure, any of the Maple Harbor infrastructure. It'd have its own dedicated pipe back to the plant. So there were a lot of benefits to this, as we've talked about at the past meetings. And what we've done for this meeting is taken that direction and pulled that concept forward to add more detail and more pricing and budgetary information so that people can kind of understand the cost impact and what we're really talking about doing. And for that, I'll turn it over to Brad to kind of walk through what this project looks like for the homeowners who would be connected to it.
So coming down and looking at this with a force main type pipe, what that does is minimize the amount of digging and open cut and disruption along the route and utilize a lot of directional drilling. And so most all that would take place in that manner, and then you'd have a series of clean outs along this route and anywhere there'd be the individual's tie-in point, the connection, you'd have small excavations. But it would tie everything in from, and I think most people got the map. I know it was small, but what it would do is come from, like, the Wandwood Resort area and come all the way down the Karen Highway stretch to roughly Spirea Drive and capture that stretch of residents along there. And then all that would come together, and at a point, and about the middle of that is where we would do an interconnect and then do a dedicated line back to the plant, like Aaron was saying, and create that route that way. Some of the other items we'd have here is some a smaller pipe kind of back on Spirea Drive, kind of picking up some residents there. And at the other end of Wandawood, it'd just kind of be a termination for this project, but with a long-term goal of maybe in the future continuing on and do an interconnect back with the Birch Lake system at some point. But that would be, you know, a future project. Is there some of the other costs you want me to discuss?
Yeah, maybe just a reference to, like, what a connection for a homeowner looks like.
Yeah, so part of this project, we'd go through, and along with the main, we would also provide the connection to the property line. So whether the main was on the opposite side of the road or the near side of the road, every resident would be provided with a connection at the property line. So that kind of equalizes on-site cost out for everybody. So one neighbor isn't paying, you know, something different than the other as far as that physical connection goes. I think everybody along the route would be have to have their own on-site pumping arrangement, which we would have a spec put together for that, what that would entail. But every connection for every homeowner in the end would ultimately be similar along the route. Nobody would be treated differently from this project standpoint.
Yeah, I think that's basically it. So in the letter and the mailing that went out to everybody, what we're talking about is the project cost per connection of $12,500 is what we're talking about to get the sewer to your property line, right? Then there's a $600 buy-in through the village for plant capacity, so that's an add-on in there. And then an estimated $4,750 for your actual pump package. And once you add all that up, you're at about the $17,860 for your equipment and access to the sewer. On top of that, you would have your pipe between the pump and the connection. So.
Well, and you'd want to talk about the time period, because if we were to do a special assessment like we've done before, we've normally done it over a 10-year basis. This project, the way we were looking at it, we were thinking potentially maybe a 20-year basis. So it would spread out the payment of that to a longer time period so that it would be less aggressive. The Maple Harbor project, we were able to do it up in 10 years. There would also be a opportunity for individuals who wanted to pay for it up front. We had, what was it, Shelley, like 13, 14? Yeah. They just paid to have it done because it does go with the land. If you were to have a sale of your property, it would be like a deed restriction. You would have to clear it up or make that arrangement with the next purchaser. But we felt, and that's why we're here tonight, is to talk to you folks about if you're interested and how you might like to address it. I'm personally a property owner there, obviously. I'll just speak from my own side of it, as I prefer to spread it out as far as I can. But I just assume not have to write a check any up front. But there may be other people's opinions at this. So we've talked. I'm not sure the exact time period. You can pick anything from probably 10, 15, or 20. But it'd be a little different than I know a lot of folks are being presented with the high water mark or the high water ground level, high water. And there will be septic systems that are replaced. And they're probably going to be making us look more at the mound systems or above ground for capacity, and I'll let Aaron talk about that, but they're very expensive. I know that they've, can be as much as $30,000-$40,000 to go in. So we're trying to maybe get ahead and be a little more proactive and try to give people options before things change to the point where there isn't as many options. Also, I would mention the Elk Rapids facility, excuse me, has roughly 300 and some connections left. Milton Township will be coming in and taking, what, Aaron, 60?
About 50.
50. So there's going to be a little over 300 hooks left at the stage they're in today, which that means this plant has the capacity to cover that right now. But to go up, which they could increase capacity, they're going to have to spend additional monies, which would be a different rate structure. So what we're trying to do is go around the township and give this opportunity before all the connections would be used up. So it will be a declining number in the future as this goes on, because Milton at this point is committed to
50.
So this is part of the reason we're coming out to the people now. And maybe you'd like to address water table or anything like that that goes along with, I'm sure the landowners in this area realize where their water table is.
Yeah, I mean, for this project in particular, fortunately, you're somewhat buffered because of the dam, but everybody is experiencing higher groundwater elevations. I mean, we're doing a lot of work with homeowners who are historically have had no problem in their septic field, and now they're getting failure and they're spending a lot of money to fix it. So I think really kind of like what Dorrance has presented to you, this is a huge benefit being offered, whether or not you know, the timing of it coinciding with the high water levels is really amazing in terms of being offered this chance to get on it. But it's one of these things where, you know, you look at the sanitary code development, it never goes backwards. You know, it's only getting more and more restrictive and costly to put in an individual septic system. And they've added things in the code within the last 10 years for like advanced treatment components. So even though you're grandfathered today, when your septic system fails, you'll have to put in either a conforming one or the closest you can come to a conforming one. And if you're non-conforming, you usually get locked into issues where you can't remodel, add bedrooms, like these types of problems. So there's another value to the sewer in that it takes you out of that sanitary code, and now you can do with your property whatever your zoning and other regulations would allow you to do. So I think it's a great thing that the township's offering this out, and you know, there's a lot of people on the lake shores around here who wish they could have access to a sewer, but I know the numbers are big. It's just, we've looked at this a lot of ways to try and get it done as cost effectively as we can, and this is what we came up with.
Well, Aaron, would you care to explain? Shelley and I both kind of worked on the equipment side. What we're talking about is the equipment that would be on the private property that would do the pumping to the pipe itself. That would be your equipment. But we've talked to them about seeing if we couldn't throw it into this whole project so it would be funded through the special assessment district, and it would be paid off over time, whichever you chose. I mean, I just wanted to have touch on that a little bit, because that's a big part of this number, too.
Right. So that pump package, that $4,750, I mean, in a typical scenario, it's yours, you buy it, you're going to pay a contractor, he's going to mark it up, you're going to do all, you know, and you're going to pay for it the minute you need it. This, what we're trying to do is include that as part of the equipment of the project, even though it would be yours, you would buy it from the township as part of the equipment or part of the connection. That way you financed it for the 10 or 20 or however many years you're financing it. And hopefully the municipality would get a bulk purchasing discount. They wouldn't mark it up like a contractor. So, you know, that's another benefit to being collectively involved in pushing this effort forward, is you have a buying power as a group that you won't have when you individually need a solution to your problem.
Does the board have any other questions for performance, or is there anything more you want to go through?
No, I know you talked about there's, you know, over 300 REUs capacity in a plant, but you know, as assessed today, I think Burnett uses more than their allocated capacity, and they could, or anybody else could move within the sewer district at any time as a commercial user and purchase 100, 200, 300 of REUs and eat up all that capacity. So then if you were to move forward and have some sort of state mandate with water levels or state code that would kind of force the issue, and then you had to buy in at that point, now we get back to what Doran said, where the plant is maxed out on capacity, now it's the users coming in at that point have to not only pay for their collection system, but to also pay for plant upgrades to create extra capacity. So having that capacity there at no additional cost is a big benefit too.
That's better put than the way I did it. Thanks. Any questions from the board? Dick, Aaron, Mike? We'll move on then. Anything further?
No.
Okay. Now I'll introduce Matt Zimmerman from Varnum Law, and he'll talk about the really good, interesting part of it.
Yeah, the legal stuff. Just we all came out here to hear. The township board has never forced a sewer project on its citizens, although it has that right under state law. There are several statutes that give the township board the authority to just go build it and have you pay. And it doesn't even have to give you 10 or 15 or 20 years of payments. It could make you pay all up front. But it's not what their philosophy has been. I think they individually would like to see the waters of this area protected because they're a huge resource and attraction for the citizens and for visitors and tourists and whatnot. But it's really your decision. So it's having this meeting, and it's going to let you decide whether this is something that you want. The township itself doesn't make any money off of this. All of this is being done at cost. So the engineers have done their best to try to hold the cost down. There are the sheets that you've seen. Those are the bids, the best prices they could get. And then a couple of add-ons. The village actually owns the treatment plant, so the township does have a contract with the village that allows a certain number of connections, but we're at a point where we need to expand that, and the village takes the position, and it has the legal right to do so, that when it sells additional connections, then the township has to pay for some of the debt service for the expansion dollars that they spent to get those, that capacity that's in the plant right now. So that's just a cost that we have to pay in order to use their system, their treatment system. Then the pump package, that's another big chunk of that total cost here, is just a matter of topography. Where your houses are and where the elevation of the collection pipe is going to be. And there's just no way other than using that mechanical equipment to get water to flow uphill. So that's just an unfortunate topographic fact. That equipment's on your property. The township is not allowed to pay for that. The system can't pay for that. It can't be community property. It's your property. A couple options have been discussed here tonight on how to try to ease the pain of having to pay for that. And again, it's going to be your choice as to how that works. But if the project goes forward, then the engineers will have to order the equipment. At that point, they're going to have to order either the pump package or not order the pump package. So there'll be an earlier deadline for making that decision than for making a decision on whether you pay the rest of it up front or over time. I think that's just about it. I would echo what Aaron had said, that right now the sanitary sewer regulations or our county sanitary code enforced by County Health Department. Eagle, the former DEQ, regulates water quality in the lakes and has been known to, from that, mandate that sewer systems like this be installed if water quality standards are not being met, and if they can pinpoint it to failed septics in an area, then they can do that, and they have done that in the past. And there will be more and more regulation at the state level in the next couple of years, definitely given the administration in place right now. That's a priority of that team. And so it's, and I would think Aaron and Brad would agree that in 2 years, this project would cost more than what you're seeing now. It just every year, the prices are going to go up.
Yep. Does the board have any questions for Matt? The one thing I would like to add is our Maple Harbor project did come in on budget, and we did get it done in the time period we advertised. Actually, it was very close to budget. I'll admit it wasn't a lot of extra, if any. So I know that these guys can perform. They've been able to come through. And, of course, I know price is a big part of it. Timing and disruption is another big part of it. We did figure out and learn a few things from our other project, roadways and other things, dealing with the county. We have a good relationship with the county, so I feel confident that, and Bert's well aware of what we're looking at, because there will be some challenges going through the road right away. And that's where this pipe will go, for the most part. So if there's nothing else, I guess, Bill, I'd ask you if there's any questions.
I didn't see anybody put anything in the box.
Okay.
Oh.
Yep.
There's one. There's two. Yep.
No particular order. I'll just read as I have them in the stack here. The question is,
Will you do that, because I am taping it for future.
The question is there an opt-out option?
Matt, I'll give you that option. Answer.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by opt-out. I mean, once the project is approved and the equipment is ordered, at that point, we're going to have a project. And then if you have a house that's within 200 feet, if your property line is within 200 feet of where that sewer line is going to run, then under the local, under the township sewer ordinance, you will have to hook up. So if that's what you mean by opt out, then the answer is no. Right now you think it's a pretty good idea, but at some point later you decide that it's not, yes, there's, I understand the township has a policy in the past, it's not installed a sewer unless more than 50% of the property owners that would be in that sewer district are in favor of it.
Matt, and that's what I was wondering. Maybe could you explain the district a little bit so that people understand
right
where we are with that?
So you've heard the Maple Harbor and you've heard about Birch Lake. They are separate sewer districts, built at different times, funded at, in different ways, and charged in different time frames and different amounts because the costs for those two areas were different. This is a third separate district now that would be added if a majority of the property owners want it. It'll be a separate area and the costs associated with the system within that area, from that area to the wastewater treatment plant, those costs will be borne by the people within that district. So the people in Maple Harbor and then around Birch Lake, they aren't going to be contributing waste to your system or money to your system. It would be just the people within the area on the map that was sent to you, just those property owners. So there will come a time when this project gets thumbs up or thumbs down. Once it's been given the thumbs up, everybody that has a property within 200 feet of that line is going to have to connect.
I think that'll, hopefully that clears that up.
Question number two. What is the estimated township property tax increase plus monthly costs? There's no property tax increase that I know of. You don't get an increase in your property value because of the sewer system. There may be and probably would be an increase in sale price value long term. So the next property owner might see an increase because of the increased value. The monthly cost, I would assume you're meeting the cost of the sewer processing, the sewer fee.
Yeah, like how would you even gauge it? Because usually it's the amount of water going in, assumes how much you get.
It's a uniform cost. It's a uniform cost per month.
Uniform cost, no matter how much you put in.
Right.
It's currently about $53 a month.
And currently, it's $53 a month.
$53.75.
And that, I just would add that it's actually cheaper that way. I mean, if you would have to meter each individual user so that they would only pay by the flow leaving their premises, you'd have to have a meter, and then you'd have to pay for that meter. And then there'd be some minimal labor in terms of reading that meter, even if it's electronic. Somebody's got to look at the numbers and record it and do the math. So I think that end up actually driving costs up right now.
Torrance, most of the present money is not based on flow either. It's based on other expenses. So the flow is only a small part of the $53.
Yes,
that's
correct.
Right. Yep, there's the cost of the operating and maintaining the plant. There's cost of operating and maintaining the collection system.
There's a bond.
Debt. Yep.
That's right. There's debt service for the plant. That's right.
Repair and maintenance. And okay.
Question number three. What benefit to current property owners with good septics already? There's number part B. Do we have to hook up? Part C, can we check septics for good or bad?
Again, I think we'll go back to the district.
Yep, right. I'll circle back to the first question. If the project goes forward, if a majority of you want the project, then it doesn't matter whether your septic is good, that it's not failing. You are just going to have to connect. That's the only way to make the numbers work for everybody, and that's what state law provides for. So I think the state law takes a big picture, a long-term picture of the improvements to the water quality, that even if the septic is good now, history tells us that at some point it will fail. And the sewer collection system is being actively maintained on a yearly basis, and so there's a better sense of confidence, I think, at the state level that that system is going to better protect the water quality long term.
Well, also, you know, from my perspective, is we're not really saying anyone's system is failing. And there's really no good point in time, because I know there's folks have just bought systems. I put one in a few years ago myself, and we can't really pick the perfect time when we don't have someone just purchased one or someone who wants to purchase one. So we're trying to get ahead of that. So we understand that people will have that concern that they've invested already. And it's not a perfect solution, but once we do the district, then we have to have everyone in because of the funding and the debt retirement. So that's why it all kind of functions from the district we keep going back to.
To answer part B, do we have to hook up? Yes. If the district goes in, you must hook up. I don't care if you've got a brand new sewer system, drain field or not. So that responds to that one.
And usually there's a grace period of what, Shelley, we've used about a year to get hooked up. And maybe we want to talk about we want to waive the connection fee during that. Do you want to take that on? You're probably better than I am at that.
Well, you do have discretion. Part of it's going to turn on your bonding, right?
Yes.
So the bond document, the bond agreement, the people who buy the bonds are going to have an agreement with the township, and there'll be conditions in there. And so there'll be a covenant in there that you're going to make everybody connect within a certain period of time. And if we know going in that some people are going to need a year, then you could negotiate to make that a year. That might tick the rate up a notch or two. It's all going to be regulated through those bond documents.
Because somebody that comes in later, even if they weren't in the district and wants in, is going to have a significant penalty to pay if they're not on the front end of it. And I'm not explaining it perfectly, but there's a reason for getting everyone in, because if somebody out just waited beyond that time period and then came in after it's developed, it's not fair to the people in the district. So there's a penalty to pay to come in late if you're outside the district, in a sense.
The next one I have is more of a statement, I guess. I'll defer to the engineers. It says, why send out old maps? Very misleading to neighbors. I think it's the most current map we have on property lines.
Well, the map data we have, if it's referring to names on the maps, those were pulled from the state GIS system. So we're only as current as the county registered deeds in their GIS system.
Question five, is there a conflict of interest? Most owned by Dorrance and Julie Amos with, I think it's Main Service Plant. I think you're in the district, yes.
Yeah, as I've said, I'm a landowner, and obviously we're gonna have a potential for a pipe going across this that was decided upon because it was the most inexpensive way to get to our main that goes into the plant itself. It's not really something that's going to be desirable for me to have a easement across our property. So we have not accepted it yet. It's just in the proposed status. So I have checked with our legal. And being that we live in the township and that my wife and I are both landowners, doesn't, I believe, and I think they'll both agree, create a conflict. Matt, do you want to?
Sure, yeah, the under state law, elected representatives are not required to essentially not be able to participate in local government decisions that affect the health, safety, and welfare of the entire citizenry, including them. So they don't give up their rights as citizens when they become township board members. So the fact that there's a board member that owns property within the district hasn't had any effect on the engineering or the legal questions about setting up the district and coming up with the costs. There's been no connection whatsoever between the two. So the route, as Dorrance indicated, from the collection system to the wastewater treatment plant that was selected based on the lowest cost. And the fact that Dorrance owns that property, it had nothing to do with selecting that. It was, how do we get the sewage from this district to the wastewater treatment plant in the lowest cost possible? He and his wife will be paying the same amount that you're paying for the number of connections that they have on their property.
Question number six, or point number six, it appears to be more of a statement, but I'll read it. I have farmed as a career. I have lived at my current location for nearly 40 years. I know something about groundwater levels. Mr. Nordstrom's claim that groundwater levels are up is false. Using that claim casts suspicion on all the other claims he makes. He might think water levels are up because the only time we hear about problems is after heavy rains and snow melt.
Yeah, so, I mean, we didn't do any hydrogeological study out here. I am generalizing in terms of what we see in the area in regard to water levels. Your specific property, you may be up, you may be down. I totally concede that. So, yeah.
And that was not the reason for the sewer system?
No.
Not?
No.
Question. Does the district make the decision, or do the landowners get a vote whether we want or not the system?
Matt?
Yeah, so what I started off saying was that the township board has had a policy to not require a district if the majority of the property owners didn't want it. And what I've heard in preparation for this meeting and tonight at the meeting is that they're going to continue that policy. And if a majority of you do not want the project, then there won't be a project. Now, under state law, they don't have to adopt a policy like that, but that's what they've chosen to do, and they have the discretion to do that.
Yeah, and just to reiterate, we did offer this to Inwood Harbor and North Bayshore Drive, and so far we haven't seen where they're actively pursuing it, so we're not going to pursue it any further. So that's why we've moved on to Karen Highway, and we're just going to continue. This township board is behind trying to provide sewer to anyone that wants it in our township.
How would that vote be conducted, and when would that vote take place?
Well, I think what's been done in the past is that somebody has volunteered to take the lead to circulate petitions, or a deadline has been set where people could come in and sign yes or no. So it's not going to be like at the ballot box. It's not going to be done all at the same time. There'll be a deadline given, and then people will have the right to sign the petitions by that deadline.
I didn't play one out, but I was curious. If you have Wonderwood, how many connections will Wonderwood have?
60. How many connections?
No, she's asking about Wonderwood.
Oh, Wonderwood.
I believe it's 12.
Yeah, but there's none in this proposal. Exhibit C. Right?
No, Wonderwood would still be part of this.
They'd be part of
they
it?
Would
okay.
be part of this. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, so that have 12
connections? One per residential house. I believe there's 12 there.
See, Matt, would you also explain the percentage we need to move forward on a petition?
Well, what's your policy been in the past? Has it been connections?
Our policy in the past has been, listen to the property owners, the voters, okay? If there's enough support, we ask you to go to your property owners, to your neighbors, and sign a petition to establish a special assessment district for the area that's designated, okay? If greater than 50%, we usually say that, it's 50%, but we'd like 51% or more of the property owners sign up, we start the process of establishing a special assessment district. And that goes through multiple hearings regarding engineering, costs, who's in the district, how you're going to prorate the cost involved in the whole district per property owner. All that's done, but we don't usually start that unless the property owners petition us.
You see, the
even though there's a right, Matt's 100%.
The township has to put forward the funding to do this, and we don't feel comfortable unless we see a positive response from the folks in this district, because it does cost money to go out and get engineering and get the process moved on. So before our board feels comfortable, we need to see a petition. Then we move forward and start the cycle and go through the process and get a better pricing, put the district together, and then try to propose it to you folks again. Then we go to, and I'm going to get in over my pay grade, but we go to public hearing at that
right.
point. Is that correct?
That's right. And then as part of the special assessment process under state law, if 20% of the landowners by area want to stop the special assessment process from going forward, they can sign petitions and bring them into the township board. Then the township board would have to get a second set of petitions of 50% owners of 50% of the land area within the district to sign petitions that they want the project, and then it can go forward. Now that's just for the special assessment part. As I said earlier tonight, the township board doesn't have to necessarily do this by special assessment. I mean, they could do it if there was sufficient resources in the general fund, could use general fund money and then just get it paid back as everyone connected. Wouldn't have to give you time to pay it off or anything like that, but there's this special assessment process that they've indicated that they would go through the process to set that up, because even though it'd be cheaper for you to pay up front, you go to buy a car, right? The dealer says, you pay me cash, I'll give you this price. If you want to pay us over 4 years, well, it'll be a little higher price. It's going to be the same way with this collection system.
What was the interest rate on the last project? I don't recall, but it was very low.
4.25%.
4.25%. So that's what we leveraged the money at, is 4.25%, and it was over a 10-year period. So I'm not going to predict what it would be today, but I don't expect it to be a lot more. And to me, that was a good selling part for us at that time, because if we had interest rates 8, 10%, like in past, certainly it would add more costs for the homeowners.
So somebody had asked a question about opting out. So there is a period where the township would ask you all to sign petitions so that it can feel comfortable going forward. When it starts that process, and as Bill indicated, there will be multiple public hearings that are mandated by state statute, where you'll get notice, you'll have the opportunity to come here and hear what's going on, and you can, you know, provide input. There'll be a couple of months between those time frames. If you've changed your mind and no longer want it, then you could sign a petition saying you don't want it. And if 20% of the land area property owners sign such a petition, even though 51 or more percent had earlier decided that they want the project, then you could have essentially a second vote on the special assessment piece of it. And my guess is that if at that point 51% didn't support the project anymore, the township would probably back out, because at that point they wouldn't be able to use special assessment dollars, and it probably wouldn't want to divert general fund monies at this amount to one small area, because the rest of the township might have objections to that. And so it might decide to just stop the project at that point.
Next question, question 8. Why are there deed restrictions, question mark, if 200-foot restrictions, is Pollister's Point required to hook up?
I think for the most part, this 200-foot comes from like state law, public health code.
That's right. And so, it's from the property line, so it doesn't matter where the connection would be. In fact, it works against if it's 500 feet from the house to the line, then the Amos family would have to pay a lot more than the rest of you would be paying for that piece that connects your house to the pump package to the sewer pipe itself.
Question, I guess, this is not a question, it's mine, but doesn't the proposed Spirea Drive line terminate at Pollister, so it's right in the district? It's not even an issue of the 200 feet.
Right.
Would question number 9, what side of Carrion Highway, let's say that's where the pipe's going to go in. Let's go to that.
Yeah. I mean, it could change, but preliminarily we would put everything on the lakeside. That's where majority of the homes are, so it's going to reduce the length of the service line going to the homeowner's property. Had it, you know, if it does go on the non-lakeside, it doesn't affect the homeowners because, again, they will get that service line to their property. But we're projecting it'll probably be on the lakeside, giving, I think, that new gas line went on the opposite of lakeside.
Wasn't that what Bert was talking about? We may have more room in that easement.
So, yeah, Bert at the County Road Commission also had his recommendation of keeping it on the lakeside as well.
Because we do have to come down the county easement, so we have to basically get the blessing of the county as well.
And it's cheaper. You got less borings going across the highway because the majority of them are on the lakeside.
Part B of that question, maximum distance from line that you are required to hook up. I assume, see, these lines are, it's to your property line, whether you got 10 feet or 500 feet to your house, that's a property owner's issue.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
To hook it to the house. Part C, why higher elevations from lake required to hook up?
So I'd probably be, it's putting the force main, you know, fronting everybody. It's everybody that gets any type of public sewer, you know, in the front of the property, it falls back on the, you have access to, and it requires connection.
Question 10, what if vacant lot? To start off, you're still part of the district, you're still liable for the cost of the district, okay? You don't have to buy a pump. But if it's financed within the package, that's up to, I guess, the individual property owner. It's when.
That's my question, is that.
The question said, what if vacant lot?
Right. But if, so if you've got a couple, you know, three properties and one's vacant, and this, is there any thought of separating the pump cost from the other so that you don't need to hook up pumps or whatever? Then you wouldn't actually have to pay that.
Yes, I think that makes total sense. You wouldn't mandate pump packages for vacant lots.
See, you wouldn't have to buy the pump package.
Right.
That's your option. But we'd have to have a decision on it in the very early part of the process. Does that answer it?
Is there any other written questions?
Go ahead.
How many residents are there?
I think if you look at what was mailed to you, I believe their assumed number of connections is 64.
And that could be plus or minus. It was just our best shot at it. Lady?
Regarding the pump package, you said that we would have to hire a contractor to connect that. Is there any idea of cost to hire this contractor to hook up the pump package? Do we know, and are they readily available? Would you recommend contractors to do that?
Yes. Yeah, so I believe the township maintains on their website a list of contractors in the area servicing Birch Lake, which would be a similar type scenario for this. I mean, as soon as I say a number, I put my foot in my mouth, I know, right? But yeah, it probably is. You're probably looking at between getting your pump package installed and getting your line from your house out to the road and connected somewhere in like a $3,000 type. Guesstimation, we'll call it.
Well,
it is, yeah.
That would have to do with how far your home is away from the property line.
Correct.
And are there a lot of trees in the way, or is there a driveway? I mean, everybody's going to have their own situation, so to try to give a cost to that is not going to be generalized through everybody.
Right.
I'm just trying to get a general idea. Yeah.
And what we'd hoped is maybe the people doing the construction of the main would be people that would be willing to do the homeowner hookup as well if the homeowner so desired.
Right, that would be ideal. A lot of this will involve directional drilling. So they're going to directional drill, I mean, to stop at your right-of-way versus just take it right to your house. You pay a per-footage cost on it, and you hopefully would save. But.
We had kind of an interesting situation in Maple Harbor. We had an individual who was in the business that lived there or summered there, and he brought up his equipment. And I don't know, Aaron, how many did he do for the folks?
Brad, yeah, I don't know.
He did probably 60-70% of all those connections, and people paid them what they could pay. And, you know, some of the people that were, you know, not in a position to be able to pay a lot, he didn't expect them to. It was a real blessing. It was real fortunate for them.
He really helped out the community there because there was a couple of situations where it was going to be challenging, and we had a few other contractors come in and do just a few, but I'm sure he did, like you said, 60-70% of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other questions? Yes, Mr. Loper. Aaron?
No, Brett? We looked at, there's a portion in there where you could probably utilize gravity for a few homes, but then what that does, it triggers a very expensive lift station to be installed to serve just a few homes that could potentially gravity. A majority of the homes are on the lake side, and all of them, for the most part, set lower than the road, and thus more likely the gravity or the force main. So are going to require a pump, whether it's gravity or a pressure sewer. So at that point, they're not benefiting at all anyways if it's a gravity pipe out in the road or a force main. So the cost of a $100,000+ lift station to serve 6 or 8 homes is, you know, doesn't have a very good cost benefit.
What we've tried to do is minimize our costs and try to make it as affordable as we can. As we looked at the 3 different options, our board felt this was our best way to go. So that's kind of an affordability side how we ended up here.
Would it be cheaper to put an extra line in on the other side of the road for gravity than it would be to buy a pump for everybody?
Again,
you still fall back in the category of that gravity pipe's going to have to discharge into a lift station of some sort, and the cost of that lift station is usually pretty substantial. Maple Harbor's lift station was, I would say, as about as inexpensive as you could build a lift station, and it was still around the $100,000 mark.
it just added more cost to the project, and it just, it didn't make sense to us at this point. And again, there could be some future changes, but this is the project that seemed the most feasible, at least at this point.
Right. And we did look at that option. Mm-hmm.
Is there any other questions?
How much head pressure does it take to pump into the main?
That's, we're not at that stage of the design process to have all that kind of information here. But what we're looking at, you know, generally, this isn't a significant head situation. It's pretty flat land, you know, to get up from a house down around lake level. And if you picture the elevation of the plant, you know, we'll call that maybe like 40 feet of head. And then plus whatever frictional losses you have in the pipe, this is not a big, this is not like a 5-horse pump. This is more like a 1.5-horse, 2-horse, typical residential pump
many
package.
Many of the homes probably have lift pumps now. Will those work?
Right. So if you have like an ejector pump for a lower level plumbing, you'd probably still use that to kick it out into your basin and connect out that way. You wouldn't have to redo your internal plumbing for that.
No, I'm talking about if we have a drain field, a septic field above the house, and we're pumping to it now.
Oh, okay, so you have...
Is it likely that lift pump would serve?
Yeah, it's not likely that pump will meet this demand.
So you're like myself, Norm, you're pumping from your tank liquids, this will pump everything. So I already asked that question, I hate to admit it, but early on, could we just hook onto our pipes? But we're just pumping liquid to our fields, so we're still dealing, you aren't dealing with the solids as much. Is it a grinder pump that you call
right,
it?
Right, grinder or sewage pump, right.
Okay.
You would have the benefit of not having to do any of the plumbing, electrical, and all that,
yeah,
if you already have the existing pump.
Correct.
It's just maybe retrofitting your current pump over to a larger one. And then you also can utilize that piping from sometimes, right, is I think what you have, Dorrance, is you're pumping all the way across the highway currently.
No, up to the highway.
Up to the highway. Yeah. So you have all that pipe infrastructure essentially in place, and I think maybe a few of these customers would have that, where they could reutilize that pipe in many instances and just connect it from their mound to the forest main. So there's some savings.
You had a question for us?
Well, my question is this. Do I assume then that the total cost is going to be over $20,000? If you add $3,000 to the $17,860?
The numbers we're looking at today, I believe you're correct.
About $20,000.
Yes. The one thing that I would add is, as we get closer, and if we got to the point of a district, we would get a hard count on really how many people are coming in. Because the more people that come in, it will bring the price down. I mean, we're plus or minus on this number. So we have some other options as we go toward the village. There may be some more pickup there than what we're figuring on, which could make a difference on the end cost. So this is very preliminary. I just want to warn, this is just to try to get it, tear the Band-Aid off the scab and let everybody bring it up.
And you're talking roughly over a 20-year period.
Again, that's up to the vote or to the district. If you want to do it in 10, if you want to do it in 20. I've just said 20 because personally stretches it out longer for everyone. Ma'am? Yes. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
I'm not part of the package, if you will, but nothing has been discussed or brought up about the existing system. Does it have to be abandoned? Is there an additional cost involved if one has to hook up to a sewer? Are there regulations that determine that the existing septic tank and field has to be abandoned?
That's a good question. Aaron?
Yeah, so you would typically pump your tank, get that pumped, and then either fill it with sand or something like that if you're just going to leave it in place or crush it or whatever you want to do. And most people don't remove their field, you know. You just leave it because it's grass anyways. But there's nothing that requires you to remove the piping of the field or any of that.
Do you have any estimation on what that cost might run?
That's, in my mind, part of this $3,000 connection. You know, you're getting rid of your tank, you're dropping a new basin in that location, so you're already working right there and hooking your pipe over.
Thank you.
I just wondered the whole time frame that you're working with here. A year, 2 years?
Oh, that's a great question. It depends on how fast you get a 51% interest. Because we really don't start until we get a petition. I'm going to let Shelley answer this one, because Shelley and I worked on the Maple Harbor one for quite a while, and getting up to the petition was a little while.
Well, I can say that if there's interest and if the people want it, we would start working right away on it. And then for the special assessment district, like Matt was saying, there's like three public hearings that have to go on. So there's meetings, and then our engineers would have a cost. They'd go out for bids. It's best if they go out for bids in the wintertime and then try to start a project in the spring. So if everything was a go and everybody said, yes, let's do it, I think come wintertime next year is when we'd even be starting to look at contractors and seeing if we can get someone to do it. And so it would be at least a year.
And the township plans to have several more of these informational meetings.
Right.
So you bring your neighbors or whatever. We want everybody to know what the plan is.
Or if you think of more questions, you know, right. You're not done here. You can always email us or call us or whatever, and we'll try to find answers for you. We're, you know, as once you leave here and start talking to people, there's going to be more questions. And that's great.
I think I understood that there would be like 60, 65 possible connections. And that's probably all there can be. But what if you manage the property and wanted to sell a couple lots off? Is there no way for them to hook up then? Because they can only take so many at the plant?
No, we're below that right now. We said 64. Am I overstepping?
Yeah, no, whatever the number is. It's
yeah, so we said 64 based on our map. But if someone had large pieces of property and wanted to break them off and there's sewer going past there,
yes.
Then yes, they would hook two.
Okay. But there
there's
might
not a maximum that the plan
no.
can take, is what I'm
there is, but we're not anywhere
yeah,
near that.
That was the 300 number.
20 years from now, you may have that issue.
Right.
Yeah, I just wondered.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And splits will have the advantage of the reduced buy-in of no benefit either, will they?
No. I mean, you know, you're getting into a whole different kinds of cost if you're doing that, because every parcel will be special assessed a certain amount if you've got something to connect there. But in our ordinance, we kind of have other trunkage fees, they're called, mm-hmm. and other fees that if down the line you're all hooked and then someone else comes in and wants to use that system that you've paid for, there's fees that they'd have to pay to get into that.
Is there any other questions? Yes.
Is there a list started, or is there someplace where you can express that, you know, our properties are 100% behind this or anything yet in that phase, or
no? No. No.
How do you know when a petition
starts? Well, what I could tell you happened with Maple Harbor, I'll keep going back to that because that's the one that was successful. They came to Shelley and myself, and we had a couple of meetings with a certain group of the folks that were representing that community. And then they went out, and we worked through a petition with them. They went out and got the petition signatures. And that's how we were able to know who was supportive. And we had a rough number, and we'll get a better number. I don't want to say that we're way off, but we know we have to drill that number down. But this was just to see if you either tar and feathered us or at least listened to us. So we're kind of just starting out. So when you come back, certain people got a hold of Shelley, they started this, we had a few meetings, they went out and got the petition done. That's kind of how it worked, because we don't really know how to gauge how many or who. It's kind of got to be a community. What our board is looking for is a community buy-in. We don't want to try to push it on the community. Does that, I'm sorry, it doesn't probably answer it really well, but that's...
Is it okay to let you know what our decision would be for our property? It's all petition-based only?
You're welcome to call and, you know, chat with us, because we'd love to hear the feedback, honestly. It's just, we don't have a...
Personally, I was, you know, we would love for you to know our decision, but I don't want to go out with a petition and talk to my neighbors about all this.
Understandable.
What we could...
I need to get my, you know, vote to you.
Yeah, and...
Shelley, why don't you have them, how about raise your hand?
Well...
More meetings, right?
Right.
Yeah, there's
I was going to say, we can have more informational meetings, and if it looks like it's leaning towards, yes, let's do this, we just want more information, we can even have petitions at the meeting so that people don't have to... do that. We just need something solid so that we know where everybody's standing.
What would be very helpful, you may not hear this, but is to get contact information, because we kind of collected contact information on the last project, and we're able to just give little updates to the folks who were behind us. I mean, that's just...
You could email Shelley or drop a line to her and saying we're in favor of it, dot, dot. You know, and she keeps a record of that.
Right.
Yeah, and that's right. Totally understandable.
Any other questions? Yes, sir.
Who's going to maintain these little pump outs and stuff? And I read in the paper, I believe, that the homeowner was going to have to.
On the private property?
Yeah.
Yes, it would be. And we do have a group of people that do that for the township, or in the township now, that, as Aaron spoke to before, there's a list of contractors that do the Birch Lake and others already.
But it is...
The homeowner does it.
Yes.
Somebody else maintain them then.
Yes.
No, you're not hearing
the homeowner. The homeowner maintains the pump.
But you have to hire someone.
I don't want it. He'd probably be the only one that knows how.
Anything else? Anyone else that has a question? I must thank all of you. This has been a pleasant meeting, because we were able to have actual good Q&A, and I really appreciate an orderly meeting. It's more productive, I believe, and I hope that whichever way this goes, you folks are happy with what we're trying to do. And we know that not everybody is in support, and we understand that. So as a board, we just want to try to continue to offer this opportunity to those who want it. So does anyone else have anything to add to that? Or
on the mailing that you got the first time, it does have our telephone number and my email address. Oh, yeah. So please feel free to do that. And like Bill said, I keep all of that stuff. I can read through the ones that I got right away that says, yes, we're in favor, or absolutely no. We're, you know, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that we're looking for to gauge our costs. So feel free to email us with questions or with your thoughts on where we stand right now.
One question for you guys. Is this a good time, 6 o'clock, or would you like it in the afternoon? Would you like it later?
Okay. Should we bring dinner next time?
Maybe some vodka.
Oh, if we could.
Well, that's a good question. I guess I can say it seems as if we haven't gotten tarred and feathered tonight, so maybe we could plan another meeting looking at the board all present. What might work, and any suggestions on timing? We have tried to work around the Memorial Day, either prior to Memorial Day or after, and I'm not sure if that's appropriate, but we've tried to get as many people as we can to the meeting. So I'll just throw it out there. I'm thinking around the Memorial Day time period. I know Shelley has an opinion usually on when, I know you've got other things going on, so that's why I'm asking this year.
Well, and the question is, what, you know, what more, we would have the same information at this point until we get your questions, and that will gauge when we could have another meeting, that we'd have more information for you. Right now, if you people return, then you'd hear the same thing at this point.
A lot of people aren't here right now. A lot of people are in the south.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why Memorial Weekend is what he's talking about, or around that time frame. People usually come back in May. April, May, yeah.
So that's kind of what our thoughts are, is sometime probably the weekend before Memorial Day or something in that time period. But if somebody has other ideas or feelings, certainly let us know. I don't know.
Another mailing will go out.
Yes. So. Yes. Does anybody else on the board have any suggestions?
There is another question.
Oops. Norm?
Was there a handout with bullet points that you brought up here tonight? That would be helpful for me, I think.
Just your mailing, right?
Yeah, no, just the mailing. Did you get the mailing that went out?
Yes, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, but it had all the costs and everything.
But yeah.
He's asking for
I think there's a whole lot more said here tonight than what was in that letter.
Right. This will be online, this whole meeting.
I'm going to post it.
I don't think I can go to my neighbors and tell them to go online and find out what happened to me. But I could hand them a piece of paper and say, these are the points that I heard. Or I could put it in my own words and mail it to them.
You're probably better at it than we are, Norm, because you were listening.
Well, wait a minute, is he for it or against it?
I'm going to gamble.
Normally,
we have a nice little neighborhood, inspiring environment, that everybody talks to each other, and you know, this kind of information would be interesting to all of us.
Normally, we don't do meeting minutes when there's no action taken, but I do try to do a summary of what was said, and I've got the tape to go by, so I will try to come up with a summary of bullet points, like you had said, which kind of pinpoints the questions, and I'll post that online, and I can even send you a copy. That's not going to be in the next day or two, but it'll be soon. All right.
What in your drive there, Norm? When would a good time be? Is the prior to Memorial Day, a weekend when everyone is during the week up here or getting here?
Well, there's some on the street that rarely. But I do believe that after the ice is off the lake, some more will show up.
So we July?
Memorial Day.
Yeah, July.
Memorial Day is the 25th of May this year. So.
I don't think anybody will want to come here on the 4th of July, but we might try a little before that.
So we'll have this on our elkrapids.com. This tape, and I will also have a short summary of bullet points of what was asked and how we tried to answer it. So everybody's welcome to look at that, and still, like I said, give us a call or send an email with your questions. We'll be happy to try to answer them.
Again, thank you all for coming out tonight and for your questions and your time.
What time you got?
Some